Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And a story now about chronic wasting disease, which is affecting deer, elk, and moose across the country. It's caused by something called a prion, a type of protein that all mammals have in their bodies, except that some prions can go rogue and eat away at the brain. Bad news for the animals. And as Ray Ellen Bichel from KUNC and Mountain West News Bureau reports, there's concern the disease may one day jump to humans.
Michael Osterholm directs the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. And he told lawmakers there that when it comes to chronic wasting disease, we are playing with fire.
You are going to hear from people that this is not going to be a problem other than a game farm issue. You're going to hear from people that it's not going to transmit to people. And I hope they're right, but I wouldn't bet on it.
And if that warning isn't dire enough,
just remember what happened in England.
In the 1980s, Osterholm got involved in investigating a newly emerging disease in the UK, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, later dubbed mad cow disease.
I was included in a group that actually provided an initial assessment to the British government on the potential for the BSE prion to be transmitted onto humans.
At that point, scientists hadn't documented a prion disease in animals that could infect people, but they did have a few pieces of the puzzle. For one, work in Papua New Guinea showed that people could transmit prion diseases to each other if they practiced cannibalism, especially of the brain-eating variety. They also knew that BSE was spreading quickly among cattle. Osterholm says he and others worried that the more it spread, the more chances it might get to evolve into something that could sicken people.
A lot of people thought that it was an overreaction. And then, of course, in 1996, 10 years later, we recognized that, in fact, transmission had occurred.
About 180 people in the UK have come down with the fatal disease so far, another 50 or so worldwide. Now, Osterholm feels like he's having a deja vu moment. Cases are showing up in more and more states, at least 26 of them, not to mention the international cases like Canada, South Korea, even in Swedish moose and Norwegian reindeer. So is he right? If mad cow disease is transmissible to humans, can chronic wasting disease also make the jump? Part of the answer to that question rests largely on the shoulders of Stephanie Shoup. She's a professor of veterinary medicine with the University of Calgary. She also runs the Canadian Food Inspection Agency lab that tests for mad cow disease. Everyone's waiting for results from her decade-long study of chronic wasting disease in macaque monkeys.
At this point, what we would like to stress, my collaborators and I, is that we have some evidence that it might infect non-human primates.
So far, she says, 4 out of 18 monkeys exposed to chronic wasting disease ended up showing signs of the disease in their behavior and in their bodies. 2 had received the infection straight into their brains. The other 2 had eaten infected meat. But the results are complicated. 3 of the 4 sick monkeys had diabetes, which can also cause wasting. And something else, it's really important to say that Shoup has presented these preliminary results at conferences, but they've never gone through the true scientific ringer, peer-reviewed publication. Not like Brent Race's studies.
Our studies in macaques have been published 3 different times now, and we watched our macaque monkeys for over 13 years in some cases.
Race is a staff scientist at Rocky Mountain Laboratories in Montana. It's part of the National Institutes of Health. He and his colleagues did something similar to Shoup's experiment. Their study on mice spliced with a human gene also showed no strong proof of transmission.
And we were unable to find any evidence of transmission of chronic wasting disease to our experimental animals.
But in another study, 11 out of 12 squirrel monkeys that ate infected meat got the disease. The Race is quick to point out that biologically speaking, humans are much closer to macaque monkeys than we are to squirrel monkeys. Then there's the CDC. It's paying attention, looking for an uptick in human prion disease in affected states and among hunters who would be the most at risk from eating venison. Hunters like researcher Brent Race.
I'm an avid hunter myself, and my entire family eats it. And actually, we raise cattle and we sell all of our cattle and eat deer and elk instead.
But even Race wouldn't go so far as to eat meat that hasn't been tested for CWD. In fact, that's a feeling shared by pretty much every scientist I spoke to.
If you're eating a deer from an area with CWD activity, get it tested.
Get deer and elk tested before eating the meat?
I think it's important to test.
Personally, I wouldn't eat meat unless I had it tested.
For sure, yeah, I would test.
Don't take chances.
And otherwise, I wish you well and hope you enjoy your venison.
For Here and Now, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.